Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, now in Chicago area, and for another couple of days anyway, and we are having some fun here. We are doing a few vortex gatherings. Next stop is going to be Madison, Wisconsin, which will be this Saturday. So if you're interested in attending that, please give us a call at 888-977-5898. And again, that's 888-977-5898. And then after Madison, we are going on to Montana, and apparently we're going to be hop, skipping, and jumping all over Montana. We are meeting some really nice people over the phone, and we can't wait to get out there and do some workshops and do some gatherings, and that should be quite interesting. So we just got finished with another gathering here in the Chicago area, and we got some really fabulous pictures. And we got some faces in there. We got some strange things that are just beautiful, and we're not sure what they are. We got what looked like a dog or a wolf. And a couple people here tonight had either one of their best friend pets die, or you know, a friend of a friend or something like that. A lot of pets apparently going today. I'm not sure why. Maybe the astrologers can tell us that. Anyway, so tonight we've had a few interesting things happen with people in the vortex, and we are going to be talking about that. So hello to Don and Eric and Dominic. Thanks for listening. Glad you guys are on. And I'm going to let people come in one at a time and just tell you all what actually happened to them, you know, what they're feeling, the things that they saw as we went through this. And but before that, let me just explain that it's getting more and more powerful each time. And I am heartened by what I'm seeing on the grid. The grid is lighting up more and more. And so I feel that there's hope that we can have a much better kind of an outcome of whatever's going to happen in the next 4 years. And, you know, my whole hope has always been that it would be an experience of great enlightenment and, you know, great hope and moving into the golden age. So that's why my friend Madeline and I are out here like a couple of fools running all over the country and doing this stuff. So anyway, without further ado, let me get someone in here to talk about their experience. And they're having a good time out there. So let me get out there and see who wants to talk about it. All right, who wants to talk on the radio first about this? Here's somebody looking really innocent. Rick, would you please tell the folks what you experienced in the vortex?
Sure. Well, tonight we had the vortex meeting, and my experience is more on the hard-to-explain spiritual side of things. I would say it's kind of like I experienced that I was realigning myself in a way to a different level of awareness. And that it was like there's a shift took place in me, and it's like I know that in the future it's going to manifest itself, so that things that I'm not even that I'm maybe not even conscious of that I need for my spiritual growth will manifest itself in my life, which has happened since the last one in October. We had one in October, and some things have changed for me. I became a vegetarian in the last 2 months. So it's kind of like, I think, I'm being led and guided to these experiences, which are opening up almost like, I wouldn't say unconscious, but needed openings to advance who I am as a spiritual being. And tonight I got another one of those kind of, just, I don't know, it's like a gestalt, just something shifted, and I know I have realigned, but I don't know what's gonna happen, but something will happen, I think. So yeah, it was a great experience.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. It's always nice, you know, to let other people tell what they experienced. You know, and I think it lets you all who have experienced it go, oh yeah, I remember that part. And people that haven't experienced it yet, maybe it helps you to understand what we're doing. And you know, because it's kind of hard to explain. So thanks for that, Rick.
Sure.
Jeannie, how about you?
Hello, world. This is Jeannie, and this is my third time in the Vortex experience, and every time is different. I'm actually standing under the Vortex Pyramid Unit thing right now, and
Stargate Light,
which I purchased one today. Just having gone through the experience Sunday evening, it's already manifested as in a cellular way to improve my health already with a health condition that I'm experiencing. And since my first Vortex experience with Dr. Valerie, I have taken my health to a new level in liver cleanses and eliminating mold and changing my diet. And I have manifested a new job, and I manifested a new man. And so things are really moving forward. So tonight in the Vortex experience, I kind of like drifted away. And Sunday night in the experience, I met my 12-foot Andromedans. And you guys, probably half the world out there thinks we're crazy what we're saying over here. But, you know, there's a grid and the light, and we can see how we're all connected with one another. And it's very important that we need to support one another and love one another and send our positive energy out to each other. And that's what these Vortex experiences do, is help you realize how interconnected and externally connected we all are. And through the source of God, you know, we're all here to experience this life and to help one another. So there's just a lot of things, and I highly recommend, if you guys haven't gone to one, stay on Dr. Valerie's list and go to one and check it out. So thank you for the...
Thanks, Jeannie. Yeah, that's quite an interesting trip you've been on since last October.
That's right.
To say that it's like the fast track would be like kind of understating it, I think. Yeah, it's been quite interesting. So so that gives you guys a little bit better idea, and now we're going to go on to Christine.
Good evening, good morning, good day, good night to everyone out there in the cosmic world. We have had a really interesting experience tonight. Mine was mostly on the emotional plane. This time of year is a very difficult year for me. I've lost people and animal companions that are very dear to me. So as you know, or do not know, this experience touches you on many different levels. So mine was emotional this time. And when we're going through a guided meditation, or semi-guided, you're always free to bring what you need and what you ask for. I saw magnificent abstract shapes and colors, and things were just kind of drifting. Some people seek things actively. When I'm in this mode, I just say, here I am, bring it on, and it brings what I need. Not always what you want, but what you need. And all I can say is each time is different. Your energy is manifested. It's magnified, not arithmetically, but geometrically. When you're with a good group, it's really exciting. It's really hot. And I recommend you go and look at some of the images from our events, the ones that we've had here in the Chicago area, the ones in other parts of the country, and see how the beauty of the universe talks to us in colors, shapes, and forms. I wish you all a blessed day, night, whatever time it is where you're at. Keep listening, keep praying. We all need each other. Bye for now.
Thank you, Christine. That was lovely. And Christine's house was one of the first places that we went last October. And we got some really incredible orb photos there and all kinds of stuff, including one that I've never seen a picture of an orb like one that we got there. So everybody's looking at that and going, what the hell is that? But it's been real interesting. And we're at Carla's house this time, so I'm going to let Carla tell you what she's experienced, because she's been vortexed all the heck in this last week. Here you go, Carla.
I'm loving it. My name is Carla, and I was fortunate enough to be the host for a little bit over a week now, and we've been running the vortex room almost 24/7 this week. And my experience is, let me back up. I went to Christina's vortex gathering in October, and when I walked in that night, I was in extreme amount of pain, and to the point where there were times that evening I was crying. So my experience was I was looking to help myself heal. And after that, I really felt, I noticed that a little bit of difference right after. But what was really great was my team, a couple days later, I was sleeping on the couch, and I'm recovering from a really bad car accident, and part of my challenge, part of my injuries are my hip is really out of aligned, or was, and so on Tuesday, I was sleeping on the couch, and my team came in while I was sleeping, and they were doing an adjustment on my hip, and they were, I could feel it to the point where I started waking up, and I said, oh my gosh, they're working on me now, and as soon as I said that, they said, she's waking up, we're out of here. And it was really a different experience. And but then this time when Dr. Valerie came to the Chicago area, I'm, again, fortunate enough for her to be at my house. What I've been noticing all week just with it being on is I'm finding out a lot of truths that I've been searching for my whole adult life. And a lot of truths have been coming out. So what's been happening with me is I, through the days, sometimes I'll go and I'll cry and whatever, because I'm finding out there's a lot of things that been, like my mom would say things, and I didn't understand it as a kid, but now I'm starting to understand what she was saying, and these are some of the things that I'm learning and with this. But and then another thing too is, I have a little chihuahua, and she's been really sick, and she's been sitting underneath the stargazer. In fact, my dog, Stargate light, and she's been, my dogs kind of want to, you know, they all want to lay in there, but she's kind of getting priority because she hasn't been feeling that well. And as soon as she started getting in there, she started feeling really good, and then today we almost lost her, and first thing she wanted to go by was and sit underneath the stargazer, and Dr. Valerie did a healing on her, and she's perking right up, and one of the things that I've noticed with, I have some other dogs, but one thing I noticed with one of the other dogs, and then Nikki, it's they look like Jesse looks like he's a couple years younger, just around his eyes. And same thing with Nikki. She's 12 and she looks like she's 5 years younger and that. And I mean, they're really rejuvenating and that. But and then Sunday night we had a gathering, and I'm noticing, like, at the end everybody's real peaceful, and it's really cool, and that's like, I want to get one so to have in my house all the time. But anyway, that's my experience. Another thing too is I asked Dr. Valerie if she has pictures of the different vortex gatherings, and I asked her if I could have one, because I wanted to put it on my computer, and we picked out one that I liked in that, and you actually could feel my computer screen vibrate, or through my body in that, and my arms were, like, vibrating, and I mean, it was really cool. And then another thing, too, is the experience that I had tonight is I could feel this, like a circle of heat around my forehead when we went through the different rounds and that, and I never experienced that before, but I thought that was, quite interesting. So this is, a lot of pieces are coming together with all this. So I guess I'll give it back to Dr. Valerie. Thank you.
Thanks, Carla. Yeah, and I'll talk to you guys about the pictures that are available later. But let me go over and ask Mike what he felt. So here you go, Mike.
Yeah, I felt very peaceful, quietness. I enjoyed it very much, where I felt at peace with myself and my surroundings. And I have four dogs that they seem to look very much better when they were through sitting in this.
Thanks, Mike. So that gives you a quick rundown of what actually happened here tonight. And that was an actual vortex. We just had a few people. These are our friends from the previous time that we were in Chicago. And it's always good to see old friends and to go through, seeing what was really new, what happens with people. I mean, I know because I'm in and out of this vortex all the time, but it's nice to hear it from other people so that you kind of get the gist of it. You know, everybody has a different experience. That's what's really cool. So, if you've never been to one of these, then you just kind of need to know that I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. And what really happens is up to you. It's up to your evolution. It's up to your allowance. And I don't mean the cash kind. I mean, it's up to you as far as what you're going to allow in your life and how fast you want to move. But I do tell people the one thing that I will guarantee is that you will feel very relaxed. And one of the things that's been fun is when people come and they're totally resistant to this, it cracks me up. I got to tell you that, because they'll come in and they'll come with folded arms and they'll glare at me. And I think to myself, why are they even here? You know, if they so obviously don't want to move on, why are they here? But they come anyway. And we had one guy at one of the gatherings that just was encased in red, and he just told me later, so I was so angry. But see, this brings up those kinds of things. It brings them up so that they can be healed and so that they can go on through and be done with. And so people are going through a lot of changes right now, some that are planned and some that are not so planned, and there's more on the way. So what we're trying to do, those of us that participate in the vortex, is that we're doing our darndest to make sure that we are raising our vibratory level as quickly as possible, but yet balanced. And we're doing that because we know that something is going to really change. Now, nobody really knows what. We've all had several scenarios shown to us. But the main thing is, you have to be ready for whatever it is. And so we all figured, well, heck, if all we have to do is take care of us, and what that requires is that we raise our vibratory level, well, then that's what we do. So as you know, and if you've attended the Golden Grid meditation, it's a connection thing. And it is alignment, and it is initiation and activation. And this is the kind of stuff you'd pay $5,000 for from pretty much anybody else in the world. And the reason that you don't have to pay that with us is because Spirit said, this has to get done now. And it's really, really short time. So that's why we're out here doing all this stuff. So one of the things that I wanted to tell you guys about that's further information on the vortex is that it is changing each time. You know, and I tell people, just come and expect to be relaxed. That's all I can guarantee you. But then beyond that, you know, you could have a God-goddess experience. You could have instant enlightenment. You could have, complete miraculous healing. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen with people. You know, I know something will happen. And, you know, a lot of people tell me that they're shocked to find that these Andromedans follow them home and work on them. Like Carla said, she was kind of shocked to find these beings working on her hip when she was asleep. And as she came awake, she saw them. And then they said, "Up, she's awake, let's go, we're out of here." So this is the kind of stuff that goes on. You know, we have people that have ET experiences, other people have angel experiences. You know, other people see their guides clearly for the first time. Some people levitate. I never know what the heck's going to happen. And I've asked Fred Bell about this, since a lot of the things that we're using, most of the things we're using are his design. And then we added my friend Ray's Stargate light to the whole mix. And, basically we're all kind of in exploration mode. We're not really sure everything that these things can do. But we are finding that when you create a zero-point field and hit it with your pure intentions, then you change things very quickly. And we find that with the group, then the more cohesive the group is, even if they've never been together before, but you know, I'm talking vibratory level, the more cohesive they are, the quicker and the more profound the experiences. So this is a good group that we have here in Chicago, and you know, we've had good groups in many other places where people are truly pure of heart and really wanting to help. And when you do that, not only do we get fabulous pictures, but you have something that happens on the planet. And it happens very profoundly. So it's been fascinating to watch this happen. It's been fascinating to see what happens in our lives, what happens in the lives of the people that do it, what's happening on the planet. And the animals are sometimes our best barometer of this. Now, I mentioned before at the beginning of the show that quite a few animals of people that we know have exited today. Like I said, I don't know why. But I think it's important to know that the animals are more sentient now. And this cute little puppy, I call her a puppy. I've been calling her a putty puppy because she's like half cat and half dog. I have never heard a dog purr before, but this one does. Really amazing. And she's just a sweetheart. And last night, she barked really strangely. And I kind of came up halfway out of sleep, and I knew it was terror. And the other dogs got all upset and, you know, came running in to comfort her. I got up this morning and walked out, and there she was. And she just let me know. She was not feeling good. Something was really wrong. And so I put my hands around her, and I said, "Oh, okay, it's your heart." And sent Carla off to get some CoQ10, gave the dog CoQ10. She looks like a completely different dog now. Did some healing work on her, you know, gave her some different food, and yeah, she's running around. She's happy. She's running every place she goes. She's got a really strong bark. But the reason I'm telling you this is because last night when I heard that bark, I knew she was terrified. This morning when I saw what was going on, I realized that she was out of her body and thought she had passed on and nobody was there. She was just scared to death. And so the other dogs came running in, you know, and comforted her. And I thought, you know, how often does that happen to us? You know, because when you cross over, it looks exactly like the place we're already in. And so, you know, you cross over and the only thing you know is all of a sudden everybody that you know and love isn't there. What happened? that could be pretty terrifying. Now, it's more terrifying for the animals now because they're more sentient than before. Because these rays that are hitting our planet and increasing our enlightenment are not just affecting us. They're affecting the animals, the plants, the insects, I mean, everything, the fish. Every single thing on this planet is more alive than ever before. So think about that, you know, as you're going through your day. I mean, there's retribution, you know, that's going to come at some people because they have not been treating the other creatures of the earth as if they had any importance at all. So just think about that, you know. Look at the animals as you go around. You know, you're going to see a spark in their eyes that's different. And, you know, for a while I thought it was just me because I've, you know, I have these telepathy things that come and go, and my cats talk to me, and, you know, sometimes I hear them and sometimes I don't. And, you know, I think a lot of us are like that. We kind of get the gist of what they're trying to let us know. But I've been noticing it now for about 2 years. I'm noticing that even the insects are more aware. So it's quite an interesting thing. You know, and these guys here, four dogs, they're hanging out in the vortex. They love this stuff. You know, and they're hanging out underneath the Stargate light. And they've had some turns, you know, coming in and out. You know, one will be in and then they'll get up and the other one will come in. And it's just wild to watch these guys. You know, they know where the energy's coming from. We've also had people that have been walking by and they start looking in the windows and then they can't see anything. But they stand there and they just stare. And I was telling Carla, I think the reason for that is because what they're doing is they're feeling the energy. So as they walk by, they don't know what that is, but they feel it. And I used to have that happen in the office. You know, I'd be sitting there, somebody would wander in, and they'd look confused, and I'd say, "Can I help you?" And they'd say, "I don't know why I'm here." And I'd start chuckling because I figured, yeah, I know why you're here. You know, you need to experience this room. And I'd tell them about the room, and they'd go, "Oh, I think I'd like to experience that." And I'd say, okay, I put them in the room. And every time that people came, there were a couple. And the one who really wanted to experience it had pretty much no experience other than being relaxed. The one that had no idea had like an incredible experience. And I watched this happen so many times. And I chuckled because when I first got all the projectors and such and set them up, I didn't experience anything. I was laying there, you know, all excited, looking around. Nothing happened. And so I had to laugh, you know. But now we've got stuff happening that even the people who are energetically insensitive are noticing. And, you know, they sit there and go, "Wow, this is just amazing. I have never felt such peace." And that peace that we feel when we contact something like in the vortex with the zero point and in the space of love, that peace is the way we're supposed to be all the time. Not for 5 minutes a day, all the time. And so, you know, people are shocked to find this because they've never felt it before. And I keep asking people, you know, what are you doing in your life that's taking you away from that? You know, what are you doing that's preventing you from feeling the truth of who you are? Because at the core, that really is who we are. You know, at the core, you don't feel great excitement. At the core, you feel like a quiet joy. You feel peace. And it's kind of like, you know, that sentence that Jesus was purported to have said about the peace that passeth all understanding. And that really is what it is. It's difficult to describe. It's so difficult for people to find. And that's one of the values of traveling around with Vortex, because we can help you feel that. We can help you find that. And now I've got the Blue Spark Meditation and the Golden Grid Meditation are both recorded and available as MP3 downloads for free from the 10 Million Clicks for Peace website. And in order to access that, if you're not already a member, which again is free, you can go to either one of my websites, either the drvalerienmd.com, or you can go to the new one, quantumvortexexperience.com. On the Dr. Valerie NMD one, the tag is like up towards the top,
And on the quantum vortex experience one, it's on the bottom of each page. So just scroll down and click on the yellow tag that says Click for Peace, and that'll take you right to the 10millionclicksforpeace.com website, and you can sign up, and then you can go in and go to the meditation program and download the MP3. So that's available for you if you need like a quick 5 to 20 minute meditation. The Blue Spark one's about 5 minutes, and the Golden Grid one's about 15 minutes. So together, they're a whole whopping 20 minutes. So pretty much anybody can fit that in their day now, can't you? And that'll help you get to that state of peace. So there's that. And then the other thing we have available is we have, downloads for screensavers, which are not on the website yet. So you'd have to contact me. We have pictures that we have discovered carry the energy of the vortex so intensely that you can put them up in your home or your office, put a nice frame around them, and people won't even know what they've been hit with when they walk in. But it brings the energy of the entire vortex right to you. Now, I was speaking with the beings in the vortex one day. You know, we had these pictures, and we said, yeah, we ought to sell these pictures. These are pretty awesome. And then we said, wait a minute. We're feeling something from these pictures. And I have one that I'm calling Abundant Prosperity, which was taken in my vortex room at home before we tore it all down and went on the road with it. And it has integrated circuits on it, or that's what it looks like, in the golden light. And it's a fabulous picture. It's all different colors, mostly red, but because the red laser was what we used. But the interesting thing was I was doing a Sanskrit prayer for abundant prosperity, and you can feel this stuff roll off the screen at you if you put it on your computer. It's pretty interesting. And so we can blow this up to any size that you want, and then give you a price for that. The small, I think they're 4x6s, are $5, and the 5x7s are, I think, 10, and then the 8x10s are 20, and that's without matting or framing or anything. If you want mat and frame, then we have to add that. And then we can get them blown up to larger sizes. Poster size is going to run you about $75 or so without a frame. We can go larger than that too. Now, the reason I'm telling you about this is because I asked the beings that administer the Stargate, and I asked the archangels, how can we get this feeling of the vortex to the people who can't travel here or who can't afford it or whatever? And so that's when they started talking to me about the pictures. You can get the entire feeling of the vortex in one picture. So it's pretty interesting stuff. Now, we have some of the samples of pictures on the quantumvortexexperience.com website. Those are not the really good ones. Those are just some of the pictures. We have some really fabulous pictures, and I haven't had time to upload them to the site yet. But those will have, like, sample plastered across the front because we need somehow to fund this whole thing. So those of you that have been around, you understand what we're going through right now, being in the recession and such, and, you know, people thinking it's okay to throw you $5. Like, no, it doesn't work. You know, we need gas. We need food, we need lodging. So it's been quite the trip. So we're encouraging you to buy some of these photos so we can have gas, please, so we can get to the next city and enlighten as many people as possible. And one of the things that we're doing in this is we're adding a kind of a manifestation to the manifestation portion, which is instantly now the light workers awaken and perform their missions. And we're doing this in every single vortex gathering. And we do it ourselves pretty much every day when we have the vortex set up. You know, the whole point is that we all are doing what we need to do to get this earth to the next dimension, to create that paradise that we know earth is meant to be. So we're working hard at it, and I really hope you guys are doing the same. And we've got all kinds of ways that you can help, including just taking, 5 or 10 minutes a day to be in that state of peace and to consciously intend peace upon the planet, to consciously intend the paradise, the golden age that we're meant to move into. So, you know, even if you're saying, what could I possibly do? Well, there you go. I've got work for you. And I would be glad to tell you other things that you could do to help, if you're wondering. So you can always drop me a line at dr.valerienmd.com. And, or I'm sorry, no, that's cancel that. dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. For some reason, the website thing hasn't been working lately. Or you can just, you know, go to the website and click on Contact Us. And I would be happy to give you some instruction to help you along in your life, or, you know, suggest what you could do to help the planet. One other thing that I wanted to talk about is I mentioned briefly that there's like integrated circuitry that we're seeing in this gold light. That's the closest thing I can do to describe this. When I first saw it, I thought that what was happening was I was just getting a picture of the, you know, the way that the lens was put together or the screen or something like that. But it only happens in the gold light. And it looks like it's some kind of a code. So it's quite interesting. And when I was doing the Sanskrit prayer for the abundant prosperity one, I said, show me my abundant prosperity. And this gold light streamed right out at me. It was just amazing. The photograph only shows green. I don't know why. You know, some photography expert or physicist could probably tell me. But it's quite interesting to see this, and I've been showing this as we go around, and everybody agrees that's some kind of a code. So maybe we have Da Vinci Code Part 2. I'm not sure. We'll see. Stay tuned. So in the meantime, I think that was, I didn't plan to do a Vortex show, but there it is. It happened, and it was wonderful, and we had a good time. So thank you for listening to all that, and hope that helped you with whatever it is that you're searching for in your life. And as always, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.